You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci from Super Bowl 48 Radio Row in Midtown Manhattan. Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford, and we've been here all week. We're closing off this particular part of our week with a bang, this final day. And we want to tell Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. And we are soon looking forward to being joined by Dennis Leary. He is one of the stars of the movie Draft Day, the premiere. There have been a couple of them here in New York. I got to see that last night, the New York premiere of Draft Day. I understand there was a special premiere for Browns staff at the facility in Berea a couple of days ago. I think it was Tuesday. So in Draft Day, he portrays a head coach, the head coach in the movie. And there's a lot of edge to this guy, Nathan. I mean, he comes into this thing very much like you'd expect Dennis Leary to come into it. I mean, with that whole coachy, edgy sort of thing. And he brings it to the table in a way that is that's fun. But also, you know, he's the background is he had been in Dallas and had success there. And they're bringing him to Cleveland to be, you know, the man to turn it around for the Browns. And this is a case, of course, of art imitating real life, because sure, the Browns having another new head coach in Mike Pettine. But it's just so ironic how this movie, which will be released, I think, right around the time of the actual draft in May, is going to tell a story about the Browns with a new head coach. His name is Vincent Penn is the name of the head coach. He plays the part of Coach Penn. And
Coach Penn.
And he
so
is
who's
all,
his,
he's who, all attitude, man.
Who's his closest real life?
Yeah, comparison. Yeah. I think he's John Gruden. I think he's kind of Gruden-esque. I would say he's got the Gruden. He's got Gruden's hair, you know, for sure. And he's you know, Dennis Leary kind of look. So I think that's pretty close to what the comparison would be. And he's all, you know, here's Kevin Costner's the general manager, and Kevin Costner's got this. Obviously, the presence of the guy running the football operation, but Leary is reminding him that everything that Kevin Costner does with regard to decisions, potential trades, whatever might happen in the course of a draft. And understand that this movie unfolds just in one day. It's the clock format, you know, in time from the morning to, yeah, it's 24-hour look or whatever, however many hours look of the draft. It gives you perspective and it's a little history. And it's cool very much that the two very prominent voices you hear are right here from ESPN 850 WKNR. Uncle Rizzi, Tony Rizzo, and Aaron Goldhammer, the two of them are the narrators pretty much. They use their voices throughout to open. And then there's a cool little product placement where Kevin Costner is driving his Ford F-150, ironically, right? He's driving a Ford pickup truck like the rest of us do around here, driving our Ford vehicles. And he's got it tuned to 8:50 a.m., you know, on his dial. So very, very cool stuff. And what was also fun during the course of the movie was to see a lot of familiar faces of Browns employees who got their cameos, who made their appearances in the flick. And remembering that our facility was under reconstruction then. This was pre, you know, the finished product that you got to see when you came aboard with us right around June, July. I don't know that you were there before it was finished. I think you were there right when it was done, right?
When I came up, everything was done.
It was all in place, all the newness, of that $5 million remake and our whole studio remake and everything. But before then, at that time, that almost all of that upper area was closed off to construction. So they were doing, you know, they were working around that in the building. But you can see some definite places that you will recognize, entrances, doors, I mean, places that you're about. The cafeteria is shown in all its cafeteria glory. The practice fields. I got a glimpse, I think, of my condo behind there. So it was pretty. It was kind of funny to just, you know, on the big screen to see Berea show up in a big screen in Manhattan. It was so very cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Too bad we weren't ready for, Browns Daily wasn't in full swing then. And we could have done some narrating.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah, it kind of the timing of the filming. But I want to say this. I think they did a really good job. I want to say that Riz and Hammer, both of them.
That's hilarious.
They did terrific work. You hear from them, and then you hear from Chris Berman, and you hear from John Gruden, and you hear from all those voices the prominent voices of national draft coverage. There's a Adam Schefter reference in the course of the movie as well, you know, where he is, mentioned in trying to seek and get that information, that inside information from his guy.
Yep.
And Sonny Weaver, who plays that's the character that Kevin Costner plays as the general manager, Sonny Weaver Jr. His dad is the late Sonny Weaver Sr., who was the coach of the Browns. And then the Sonny Weaver Sr., it was the practice field was named after him. The field house was named after him. And those signs, it was really funny, Nathan. Prior to you coming aboard, but they actually made signage to rename what is the Casey Coleman Fieldhouse, the Sonny Weaver Fieldhouse, in honor of
nice.
The Kevin Costner character's dad. Yeah. So, again, very fun and enjoyable stuff. We look forward to very shortly, and they're pretty on schedule with these interviews. So Dennis Leary moving around some other media outlets, other stations that are positioned around us, and then his handlers will walk him over to our set soon. So we're going to, continue on and talk about that. And I mentioned a little bit later on, we're going to hear from Josh Gordon. And here comes, he is heading over here now, Dennis Leary. Josh Gordon and Brian Hoyer are going to join us. Dennis is within range of sitting down here talking with some of his crew and the PR staff and all that, just kind of coordinating some things. But he will be seated right there, right across from me momentarily when we figure this out. Hey, Dennis, you can take a seat right there, my friend. All right, Coach.
Right here?
Yeah, right there. And then here's your headset.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, excellent. Thank you very much.
Wow, that's loud.
I'm going to try to turn it down a little bit so it won't blow your ears out. Is that any better?
A little lower.
A little lower.
Lower, 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 lower. Even
now,
lower.
Now we can't hear each other. No, you can hear me fine, right?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Dennis Leary joins us. He is Coach Penn from the movie Draft Day, and I got a chance to see the preview last night. Excellent job. And working for the Browns, I think it was a little extra.
Where did you see it?
I saw it. They did a premiere at the AMC 25
oh, nice.
Theater.
Oh, cool.
And very cool. Love the part you played. I thought you kind of took on a John Gruden-esque personality.
Oh, good.
Was that what you were shooting for?
I was sort of looking for a combination of Gruden and Belichick.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a feel. But it was written that way, too, so it was already... You know, it was more about what the guys had put on the page to
right.
begin with, you know.
And the edginess, and I love the throughout the movie, not to give everything away, but that friction, that tension
yeah.
between you and the Kevin Costner character, that was pretty heavy duty. It's like you were coming in there and you're going to kind of set your thing. Look, I'm the coach. Don't screw with me.
Yeah.
And you think, you know, you're the boss. I mean, that too came across very well. I wonder how I think there's more of that than not in the NFL. I really
do. Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, any sports team. I mean, that's, you know. Part of the deal. I'd be very surprised if there weren't those kind of tensions going on in any organization,
yeah.
any sport where you're down at the bottom of the barrel in the
right.
league and you're trying to make your way back up again. You know,
checks and balances.
It's all passion too. It's all about, you know, my guy has a Super Bowl ring and he thinks he knows better than Kevin's guy who doesn't
sure.
have a Super Bowl ring, and Jennifer thinks she knows better because she's got a salary cap issue going and she's probably more aware of some of the ins and the outs and the facts and the figures than we are.
Right.
You know, we're both going on our guts.
Sure.
You know,
Dennis, Nathan Zagura here. Thanks for joining us on Cleveland Browns
Daily. Where
are you?
He's back in Cleveland.
What are you doing in Cleveland?
Back in Cleveland. I got to hold down the fort here for the Browns.
Are you serious? They didn't bring you here or you didn't want to come?
Well, I think in the future I will be there.
It's crazy that you're not here.
Well, Dennis, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's free food. We're eating filet mignon right now, which is free.
Well, Notorious V.I.C., your partner
Jennifer
there.
Jennifer Garner's walking around in a bikini.
You, deserves it.
It's crazy here.
Good.
Clint Eastwood's here. Everybody, you name the star, they're here, and you're not here. You
I know. What? So I guess that tells you where I stand in the pecking order.
I guess so.
I got to ask you, did you talk to coaches in preparation for this role to get a feel of kind of the day-to-day grind
yes,
of that
I
profession?
Yes, I did.
Who were the coaches that you spoke with, and what did they tell you?
I spoke to Bill Belichick, who I know through a friend of mine named Lenny Clark. He had done a cameo on Rescue Me years ago. He's a very smart guy, and I just wanted to, double check the stuff that was in the script with him, what was real and what wasn't. And he was very helpful, and he also found a couple of things in the script that he said. Where'd they get that? Because that was something that I did or I said. And when I went back to the writers, they were like, yeah, somebody told us that Belichick did that. Is he mad? I'm like, no, he's not mad. It's just, you know. I think these two writers, one's a kid from Cleveland who's a dedicated Browns fan, and right. The other kid was from here. You know, they're both football fans, and they did their research really, really deep. You know, the football stuff plays as real football stuff in the movie.
And you, as a guy who grew up, obviously, in Boston as a Patriot and sports fan in general, just a sports crazy hockey fan, everything, how natural did it feel for you to be able to play this role? How much were you psyched that sometime in your life you're going to play the head coach of an NFL team?
Well, it was bizarre because we were in Cleveland at the Brown Stadium, at the facility. They were in OTAs. A lot of the players were around.
Yeah.
Sometimes, some days, all the players were around, and the coach and the general manager. You know, for actors, when you're doing the movie and you have the guys there, so, and, you know, if we would improvise something or come up with something new, or physically the way we were working in the scene or in that draft room in the movie, which is basically a recreation of the Browns draft room,
right.
It's insane to have those guys there to give you the answers. I mean, you don't even make a phone call. You just go, hey, is this right? Is this sound right? It was amazing for us. I wish every movie was like that. And we would do stuff and they'd say, guys, that's not the way we would do it. It's not how you would say that. That's not how you would be reacting right now. It was really, it was kind of a gift, you know?
To have that presence.
Awesome. And plus, on top of which, just watching linemen eat because we shot in the cafeteria. I've never been in, you know, a football cafeteria before. And you can't believe how much food these guys eat. Because they basically make whatever you order, you know?
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, part of the time, I would just go down and act like I was talking to, you know, somebody about research, but I was just down there to watch a lineman eat. I couldn't believe how much food.
That's
and
how they
fast.
Get to be 350.
And then
right.
Also
impossible
watching
hunkers.
The guys practice, the speed of the game on the practice field, and also the speed of the passes.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's every time you think, oh, I'd love to catch a pass from an NFL quarterback, no, you don't.
Let me ask you this. The Browns.
Not if you want to have hands.
The Browns just hired Mike Pettine to be their coach.
Yeah.
But your coach, Penn, Vincent Penn, what would you have brought if they had hired you to be?
The Browns should have hired me for at least a month for a publicity stunt. Would have helped the movie. Would have gotten them a lot of publicity.
Yes.
I'm still angry that I didn't get a phone call. I felt bad. I think it's kind of ridiculous to just have a coach in the NFL for a year, especially with a team that's struggling to get back on top.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a 3 to 5 year plan. So I thought that was kind of crazy. I don't know enough about the new coach to be able to judge him. As a football fan, I think a lot of guys do. I have a soft spot in my heart for the Browns just because when I was a kid, the Browns were, you know, Jim Brown.
Right.
And even by the time I was like 10 years old, the Browns are basically, you know, rebuilding then.
Right.
So I have a soft spot for these guys. You know, I didn't care about Elway and the Broncos. I didn't want them to win. So it's like the Cubs. I'm a Red Sox fan, but I have a soft spot in my heart for
right.
the Cubs. So
right.
Everybody, I think, wants the Browns to win, I don't know, unless you're, you know, in that conference or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you get a sense from being in Cleveland just how passionate
oh
this
God,
fan base is and how hungry
the first
they
day,
are?
The first day I shot a scene with the – I don't think it made it into the movie, but – I have an interaction with the fans when I come into the parking lot. And the first take was a wide take, you know. And there was a trailer home that was outfitted as a football. I mean, I'm talking a trailer home, you know, like, right. like a Winnebago.
Right.
It was in the shape of a football with a Browns helmet on it.
Yes.
Another one that was in the shape of a hot dog with a Browns helmet. There were about 300 people outside with paint on their faces, Jim Brown jerseys, Kosar jerseys.
Pumpkinhead. You
know, everything, right?
Yeah.
So on the first wide shot, I have to walk over. They're calling me over. I go over. I sign some autographs. They ask me about the upcoming draft. And so after the first take, they were really great. They were crazy rabid. And I could barely get my lines out. And then we just started improvising. It was great. And they called cut. And I said, hey, man, you guys were great in that take, man. You were awesome, and you were great. And this is, you know, this is really good. And next time, let's do the same thing. And they're like, okay. So I'm just standing there. I go, so how long did it take for you guys to go through hair and makeup today? And the guy goes, what are you talking about? And I said, you know, to get all the stuff put on. He goes, dude, we're Browns fans. We were here because we heard about the movie. And I was like, oh, my God. It was like 102 yeah. degrees out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's the real deal.
It's crazy.
Dennis Leary joins us. He plays the part of Vincent Penn, the head coach of the Browns, in the movie Draft Day that will be released in May. April 11th.
Draft Day. April Kevin 11th. Costner, Dennis Leary. I'm going to get all the plugs out of the way.
Please,
right now.
Get them all out.
Dennis Leary, Kevin Costner. Wait, Kevin Costner, Jennifer Garner, Dennis Leary, Draft Day. It's a football movie for the entire family. Not the little kids, but, you know, your wife and you can go see it. April 11th. And then March 6th is a show I wrote that I'm not in, a comedy on the USA Network called Sirens about EMTs in Chicago, which is very funny. And what's the other thing? May is April. Amazing Spider-Man 2, May. There you go.
No, well, I got to tell you, Rescue Me, I was an addict. And my wife got me into this, and I ended up getting the whole series. I had to watch it from the beginning. She had seen it first time through. She said, you got to do it. So when I first got to Cleveland, I spent my nights in Cleveland watching Rescue Me every freaking night. And you know why I liked it? Because I didn't think anything I ever would do in my life could be more screwed up than your character's life. And it made me feel better about me. I loved watching all the screw-ups in that character's life. Because that was what I got out of it.
That's really what the show was. It's a self-help show.
Yes.
It's a self-esteem show. Make you feel better about yourself. That's why we made
it. It worked. It totally worked. It was a great, great series. But
thanks.
You have, and again, your passion for sports, for first responders. I mean, that's you. It's a little different. I mean, every actor, I guess, has got a different thing he or she does. But your thing is pretty unique like that, I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think everybody has their thing. Mine happens to be firefighters. I think, you know, it's hard to listen to somebody talk about a cause that they're passionate about and not feel, empathy for what they're trying to do. I just happened to get involved with firefighters. My cousin Jerry Lucy was a brilliant firefighter who gave his life in the line of duty. I had a couple other friends who gave their lives in the line of duty in 9/11. So, you know, a lot of guys I grew up with became firefighters, and a lot of the guys are still firefighters, sure. And I just have an affinity for them, and I just think it's a great cause. And the thing is, if you give money to the Leary Firefighters Foundation, we build things. We don't hang on to the money, and right. and that's a testament to how much the fire departments need
sure.
That money and that equipment. So, you know, you give us cash, we build a high-rise simulator, which we built here in New York for the New York Fire Department.
Right.
You give us cash for the New Orleans Fire Department. We bought them boats, fire boats. So physically, you can see the result of the money that you give us very quickly.
Sure.
And that's not making myself sound good. I'm just telling
right.
you, that's how bad the fire department needs it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I admire firefighters, man. It's like if you have a heart attack tomorrow, your mom has a car crash, or one of your kids is in trouble, those are the first people there. And when we were attacked on 9/11, the first responders were the
Absolutely.
With firefighters and the cops and the EMTs, man. I just have a great affinity for what they do.
Dennis, thank you so
You're
much
welcome,
for
man.
Taking the time. We really appreciate
thank you,
it.
Thank you.
He is Coach Vincent Penn in the movie Draft Day. That'll be out
April 11th.
Out at theater near you. Make sure you check it out. And we enjoyed having him on with us right now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Dennis, very much. Got much more coming up from Radio Row. We're going to hear from Josh Gordon, Browns wide receiver, next. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zaguri, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.